And now stand by for adventure.
3, 2, 1.
You've been watching Babes in Khaki on the Late Late Show for a Saturday night. Stay tuned for Early Bird Theater when George Metetsky meets danger in the form of a beautiful woman in Lucky.
Anointed with oil on troubled waters, O heavenly grid, help us bear up thy standard, our chevron flashing bright across the gulf of compromise, standing humble on the rich field of mobile American thinking. Here in this shell, we call life.
Angels 3, Devil.
Odysseus! Odysseus!
Osiris!
My friend!
What has happened to your nose?
Well, you got people jumping out of them, and you got water dropping out of them. You really are, you know, using your helicopter.
Okay, Swami, or whatever your name is, we'll be back with this Christ consciousness racket in just a minute.
No, no, Mr. Swami, Krishna consciousness, you see, to our people.
The controllers are ready on vision and sound. The vision and sound are on. The station goes on the air.
Slim Whitman Records, got your Man of White, got your female wrestling on Saturday night.
Michael Jackson and Lillian Gish come to the farm on the satellite dish. No time to garden, no time to fish. I just keep watching that satellite dish.
Now I've been watching that video noise like Twisted Sister and the Beastie Boys. I don't care what they do at home, but they better be leaving my chickens alone. Now, Mama likes the soap, so I like the sex. When the girlies come on, I hide her specs. She says they've ruined the human race, sending that junk from outer space. Well, I don't mind it, I'll tell you.
Michael Jackson and Lillian Gish come to the farm on the satellite dish. No time to garden, no time to fish. I just keep watching that satellite dish.
Hey, change your channel back. Thank you. Well, I traded my tractor for a VCR, and I sold my truck and got a big new car. But me and Mama done struck it rich, charging admission to the satellite dish. Michael Jackson and Lillian Gish come to the farm on the satellite dish. No time to garden, no time to fish. I just keep watching that satellite dish. Michael Jackson and Lillian Gish come to the farm on the satellite dish. No time to garden, no time to fish. I just keep watching that satellite dish.
I bought a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a trunk load of $100,000 bills. Man came by to hook up my cable TV. We settled in for the night, my baby and me. We switched round and round till half past dawn. There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped into town for a satellite dish. I tied it to the top of my Japanese car. I came home and I pointed it out into the stars. A message came back from the great beyond. It's 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Might have made some friends with some billionaires. We might have got all nice and friendly if we made it upstairs. All I got was a note that said bye-bye, John. Our love's 57 channels and nothing on. So I bought a 44 Magnum with solid steel cast, and in the blessed name of Elvis, well, I just let it blast. Till my TV lay in pieces there at my feet, busted me for disturbing the almighty peace. Judge said, what you got in your defense, son? 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. I can see by your eyes, friend, you're just about gone. 57 channels and nothing on.
Our bed late. I watch TV until I can't see straight. Oh, that's me. I'm just a TV junkie. I've got those late night special cable television blues. Or Star Trek and Gunsmoke and Night Gallery. Outer Limits, Twilight Zone, and MTV. Oh, that's me. Yeah, I know it's a disease. They call it late night special cable television blues. That goes like this. I don't know what the cure might be, but if you know, won't you tell me, please? I think the next best thing to good old rock and roll is my cable TV with my remote control. Yeah. By chance, you know, we should meet, you know it's me. One look in my eyes and you will see, yeah. I got those late night special cable television blues.
It's that time of year again in little old Cable Town. And yes, that night is coming again. The night of horror and fear. The night of doom and death. The night of things seen speeding across the moon. Of horrible words crawling across the bottom of the screen.
Rumors flying, stocks ticking, markets so obscure you'll never know what those numbers mean.
Facelifted celebrities writing books about celebrities getting facelifts.
Guys in suspenders who know everybody with facelifts, interviewing celebrities who deny they've had facelifts.
Yes, our little town is spooked. It's a mystery. The cable of Cabletown that holds us together is itself to be feared. Wisps of things moan across the cornfields. The nights are black. The frozen orange leaves are cracking underfoot.
Children abducted! Celebrities shoplifting and murdering!
Politicians covered up, hiding out.
News crews shooting news crews shooting news crews.
Oh, but for you outside of Cabletown, life is simple and beautiful. Only razor blades and candy, outhouses heaved over, eggs hurled at cars. But in Cabletown, it's all...
Hurtful! Frostbite!
Larry King! What can be done? Well, don't turn off the TV. What the heck good would that do?
Don't stop worrying about things that are worlds away.
Don't bother to read anything.
Don't stop listening to every rumor and repeating it.
Welcome to our little town, where it's Halloween all year round. Cabletown is what we're called, so come on in. Set a spell. Turn up the volume.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Oh, not much, man.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm just watching TV, man.
Watching TV? So what's wrong with the TV?
I don't know, man. It's been like that all day, man.
Hey, well, let me mess with it, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Oh, hey, there you go.
How far up, man? What did you do?
Hey, I turned it on, man.
Oh.
I walk home across the planet. I'm rising sun and bar of Japan. Today, you are embarking on a most dangerous mission. Today, you take a climb across the open, high up in the sky, finding the Yankee aircraft carrier, second climb across the plane, down fast, crashing on the deck, killing yourself on all aboard. Before we have a ceremonial sake toast, are there any questions? Yeah, in the back, Sakimoto.
What are you doing, son?
That's all.
You are your fucking mind.
We'll be back to our movie in a minute, but first, here's the word from our sponsors.
Hi-da-hi there, friends and neighbors. This is your old pal, El Monte Slim, telling you, come on down here to White Track Town in Wilmington. Goddamn, we got some out-of-sight bargains here for you in cars. And be sure to bring the kiddies, too, because we got free pony rides and lollipops for all the little folks. Talk about suckers. Look at this sucker over here. Yes, sir, Bob, that's your 58 Dodge pickups. Wide, of course. Got your radio, got your heater, got your overdrive, and it's got your Easy Rider rifle rack. Yes, sir, with room for not one, but three of your favorite rifles. Yes, sir. Now, be sure to ask for it by license plate number KKKU2. And for the first 100 of you mothers to come on down, we got a free America Love It or Leave It bumper sticker. Yes, sir. So come on down and ask for El Monte Slim. Now back to our movie, The Jackson 5 Story, starring the Osmond Brothers.
And we'll be right back to our movie, but first, here's the commercial message.
Hi-hi there, friends and neighbors. It's your old pal, El Monte Slim. Tell you, come on down here to White Track Town, Wilmington. God damn, we got some out-of-sight bargains here for you in cars. And listen, for the first 10,000 of you people to come on down here today, we got free sandwiches and coffee. If you haven't done your clothes, bring them on down, because we got free washers and dryers. Now look here, you're probably wondering how to get here. Well, you take any freeway and get off at the Wilmington cutoff. You go 97 miles straight till you come to a north and a south. You don't want to go south, you want to go north. Head on straight north till you come to the Tasty Freeze. Make a right and go 97 miles straight till you come to the Standard Station. Go right in that Standard Station, walk up to the man and say, where the hell am I? And now, back to our movie, The Jackson 5 Story, starring the Osmond Brothers.
And we'll be right back to our movie, but first, here's another commercial
message. I'm going to move on with you, Jeff.
Yeah, man, change it, man, by all means.
Okay.
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, this is your amigo Sanchez de San Fernando saying, come on, don't do white truck down here in Wilmington, I say. Hey, man, we got some other side church here for you to look at, man. Hey, just look at this church over here. It's a 53 Chevy with pink and purple tuckeroles, chopped and shell all the way around for cruising and everything, man. And look at the extras, man. Fuzzy Dice and a pair of bongos in the bag, eh? And look at the color, man. Turquoise blue and primer gray, eh, sharp? And look at the spacious glove compartment. Room for 20 tubes of glue and a bottle of Spaniada for Saturday night. And cheap, too. Only $50, only $50 a week for 50 years. Just come on in. As for what the hell is my name? Oh, yeah, Sanchez and San Fernando. Now back to our movie, Zorro, starring John Wayne.
I'm tired tired of space and war. At last, the burn of the video laser blast. I change the cassette on my game machine and sweep out the stars from my video screen. A brand new game is ready to run. It's sword and sorcery, mystical fun with its dungeons and dragons and goblins and trolls and its warrior heroes. Its mats and its scrolls and its bats and its snakes and its gates and its keys and its curses and verses and spells and disease. The swing of an axe, the slice of a blade. Now it is more fun than the game we just played. Follow me down through mazes of stones and canyons of precious and mountains unknown and descend through a pit in the path at the top to an ocean of fire and lichens of profitable currents of evil and madness and threads the passage of full darts and spiders and slime which will lead you to horrors where there's no way back. It's almost exactly like riding Amtrak. Ah, isn't this fun? Yeah, you'll never be bored. Hold on to your sword. We've only begun through the dim labyrinth of the palace wherein lies the much fabled Taurian chalice that's guarded by five-headed serpents with malice. It's fun. Ha, ha. Soon you're off on your own with the chalice in hand, sealed by a primeval villainous band of the worst kind of demons who seize you and bind you. It's all just a game. All the demons remind you to try to get out, but you're caught in the screen. You're trapped in the tube, but your face can't be seen. You can't reach the switch and don't reach out for me. You'll call for all time and they'll put the key to your glued to the tube. You're 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 glued to the tube.
Come gather round and I'll sing you a song of a crazy old world that was coming along. Till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. The paper said we had no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle, and we all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon, we were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. The video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Talking blues are easy to do. All you gotta rhyme is a line or two. Rhyme a line or two and then you don't ever have to rhyme again, see? I can say whatever I want to now. You know, within reason. Say sitcom, catchphrase, game show nation. Television soon defied explanation as the situation took to such a degree that eventually we'd hear about a cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, and the average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. Eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock was watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really. It was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. Got the talking blues. So simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality, but it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after the other, we pretended not to act as we hurtled ever forward toward alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon an old man with a comb over had sold us the moon. And we stayed tuned in. Now here we are, reality killed by a reality star. Got the talking blues. Hills, that is.
And our president, a man not easily fooled by his key advisors, warns of untold thousands of trained killers lurking out there, hot-footing around the globe, threatening the American stranglehold on world wrestling and our cherished cable culture, thereby depressing the world market for plastic stuff from the evil empire of China. Well, this is Bill Untermutter speaking for all the nice news folks here at CNN No Evil. And for those of you just reading my lips on the treadmill, try to follow this. Taliban wacky man, Alabam Dar Es Tower Salam, on the lam in back Pakistan. All right, so long for me. Good night and good news all over the globe.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation, under God, has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tag offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we've created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language, like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire.
Because it makes the people laugh. It makes them smile instead of frown. It picks them way up when they are feeling way down. It makes the world a happier place. So when they smack me with the pie, that's why I love to get a pie in the face. Cause I'm a love to get them laughing guy. Little Jimmy Jones just got spanked for fishing all the fish out of his father's tank. Jimmy was blue as he could be until he turned on his TV. And Jimmy saw me get a pie in the face and he began to laugh. It made him smile instead of frown. It picked him way up when he was feeling way down. It makes the world a happier place. So when he smacked me with the pie, That's why I love to get a pie in the face, cause I'm a love to get a laughing guy. I'm a love to get them laughing. I love to keep them laughing. Love to get them laughing, guys. Will someone get me a towel?
Hey, boys and girls, how you doing? Hey, well, we got the commercials on now. We're just going to come in here and just give a quiet little explanation of what's going on. Today we're watching TV. Last week we're doing drugs. This week we're watching TV. That makes sense. You know where the progression goes from here, don't you? I don't know. Anyway, I just made a big change in my whole life. I pretty much stopped watching TV. I made a big cable slash and got rid of hundreds of channels, and now I hardly watch TV at all, which is fine because I haven't been watching it for a long time. I'm a morning person. I'm in bed asleep by 9 o'clock, and I'm up before the dawn, before the crack of dawn, so it doesn't bother me a bit. Anyway, but tonight we have some TV stuff, starting out with some Fireside Theater. You'll find them popping up everywhere because TV is their main thing, right? Let's see, a 1936 television song from a British film called TV Comes to London. You can look that up on YouTube under 1936 television song. It's kind of weird to see as well as to hear. The satellite dish was Pinkard and Bowden. 57 channels and nothing on, of course, from Bruce Springsteen. Satellite dish or not. UFO was Weird Al Yankovic from his film of the same name, which was really, really, really funny. Okay, sorry. Cable television blues was a guy named Steve Ferguson. Don't know who he is. Waiting for Dave was Cheech and Chong. That came off of their first album, last track on their first album in 1971, called Cheech and Chong, right? I'm a TV Savage was Bow Wow Wow. Glued to the Tube, Tyler Von Geebies. Don't know, Dr. Demento guy. The doctor keeps his information close to the vest sometimes. Talking Reality Blues was Todd Snyder, a well-known satirist, etc. And then television, the drug of the nation, was the disposable heroes of hip-hopracy. It's hard to say. It does pay to rehearse. And then we heard from Soupy Sales, a pie in the face, because don't we all? Right? So, okay, so, hey, I pass the popcorn around, smoke them if you got them, crack one open, whatever you want to do, because we're just laying around watching TV, all right? So, get ready. I'll be right back. I have to go make a little pit stop.
I know you are all aware of the great coverage that is being done by NBC on the convention. It began today and will continue, of course, and all of the highlights will be brought to you. I know you've read a great deal about what is happening at the convention, but I'm sure that you would be interested in the technical end. We have with us tonight NBC's Chief Engineer Pellman. Mr. Pellman. Mr. Pellman, I know that the technical end may seem a little boring, but I'm sure that you can make it simple enough for all of us to grasp just how the cameras will be handled at the convention that NBC has planned. What is the planning for NBC with the cameras at the convention?
Well, Mr. Clyde, I'm very happy to say this. Now, NBC is not only taking every technical angle, which is going about to bring every convention user face in every hotel, new corner prize, or wherever there's been a face, to give the people a knowledge of what has caused, with a cause, but also to say, and they will find that is the way for a safer car.
That is That is quite thorough, Mr. Yes. Pellman. I wonder how you have employed the use of the coaxial cable. Are you using the coaxial cable?
Why, by all means. Not only are we using the coaxial cable, but we're also giving it in this manner, a new stand, which, when received by the very technician who caused one angle to be taken to the... Now, for instance, you're in a room. You're watching the stage, and you know that the convention has been drawn. That will not cause. But if it is ready, then...
We have also, as our... I guess now that we've got that pretty well straightened up, as our last question... We have seen a great many pictures of the little bitty television camera that NBC is using. Can you tell us something about that?
Oh, by all means. Those little bitty television cords, which have no face, only bring about a new thread. Now, the men go around, they carry it on the thread. Uh-huh. As they talk in, every voice which gathers the thread brings a new thread, which if it doesn't sell, they'll never even try. But they find it. They give all the thread, and no matter where you are, you know, and you all over.
I think I've got that. I want to thank you very much, Mr. Pellman, for coming up and giving us the insight.
Happy to be here, Mr. Phil.
Dad?
What?
Tired of all the slime and crime, sluts and butts, guns and buns your kids watch every time you rent a movie?
No.
Dad?
Oh, I sure am, Mr. Announcer.
And Mom, what? Do you want the media in your house to reflect your values and not the lurid fantasies of some faded, jaded Hollywood sybarite?
Well, I certainly do.
Well, then it's time you both became captain of your home entertainment center with Movie Masker.
Gosh.
How does it work?
Glad you asked in unison, typical American family. Our proprietary software searches the entire tape or DVD and strips off nudity, vulgarity, gratuitous violence, bestiality, whatever pulls your chain.
Oh, give me an example.
Yeah, pull her chain.
Oh, Dad.
If your kids are bugging you to see Sex and the City, don't worry. After Movie Masker gets through with it, there's nothing left but Sarah Jessica Parker doing... dysfunctional lunches.
Oh.
Well, you know, even those kids' shows need cleaning up.
How about the Three Little Pigs?
Oh, I love that story.
Mom, it's satanic.
If you want to shield your children from the themes of homelessness and eating one's victims, we cut straight to the wolf-proof brick house and it becomes The One Little Pig.
And there's a kosher Muslim version called The No Little Pigs.
And a version for disillusioned Democrats in which the wolf turns into Jimmy Carter and helps the pigs rebuild their houses.
Oh, gosh, I'm sold.
What's a Democrat?
It's Movie Masker.
Remember, what your kids can't see won't hurt you.
Ow.
Flash, through a new electronic discovery, we are able to pick up the first television program actually being broadcast by Moon People. Take it away, Moon.
And with the playing of that familiar theme, it's time for another visit with the Moon's favorite couple, Ralph and Alice, better known to you as the Honey Earthers. It's morning as we join Alice in the kitchen.
Oh, the earth shines bright on my old scent. I'm gonna eat your breakfast, Ralph.
All right, Alice, what do we got?
It's a new atomic cereal, Ralph, called Nuclear Nibbles. Comes in a lead box.
Okay, dump some in my bowl. Ow, ow, ow! You dropped the box on my foot.
Which foot?
How do I know? I'll take off my shoes and see. Hey, hey, hey. Alice, look at my poor toe!
I can see, Ralph. I've got an eye, you know.
Oh, you're a dandy. One of these light years, Alice. One of these light years. Pow! Right in the antenna.
Oh, Ralph.
I may lose a toe.
So what?
So what? It takes hours to grow a new one. Well, here it is, time for lunch, and Norton ain't here.
Hey, Ralph.
Who, Ralph? Stop shouting in my ear, Norton.
Well, how's it going there, Ralphie boy?
Terrible. I had a fight with Alice. How can I square myself with a Norton?
Well, how long you and Alice been married, Ralph?
300 light years.
Okay, well, how come in all that time you never took Alice on a honey earth?
Norton, what a great idea. When I get home tonight, I'll tell her we're going on a honey earth.
Let's go fight, Ralph. You're a sweet kid.
Now let's see what Alice gave me for lunch. Ow!
What's the matter, Ralph?
I dropped the lead bag on my foot.
Atomic chicken livers again, eh, Ralph?
Oh, har, har, hearty, har, har. Well, that's 2 feet gone. Now I only got one good foot left to drive with this afternoon.
Gee.
What a job. All day long it's, come on, folks, move to the back of the rocket ship.
Yeah, that's rough, Ralph.
Well, I'll unpack lunch. Hold this ketchup, Norton.
Sure thing, Ralph. You know, it's a small moon. You complaining about your job.
All right, hold this salt.
Okay, because I'm getting pretty fed up working down on that green cheese mine.
Hold the mustard, will you?
Okay, when I get through work, I'm green cheese from head to foot. Gee.
Hold the Tabasco.
Okay, Ralph.
Hold the mayonnaise, will ya?
All right, Ralph. I only got four hands, you know.
Alice, Alice!
I'm here, Ralph. Hello, Ed.
Alice.
Sit down, Alice. Alice, we've been married a long time, and I got a little surprise for you. Didn't you always say you wanted to go on a honey earth?
Yes.
Go get your suitcase.
Oh, Ralph, you mean...
Certainly. Norton ain't got nothing to sit on. What's that racket?
It's an organ grinder outside the window, Ralph.
Hey, looky there on the windowsill. A little earth man on a string with a tin cup.
Gee, look at him. He's got two legs, two arms...
Two eyes, two ears, a mouth, a nose, and a pinstripe suit.
And only one head. Take a look, Norton.
I can't look at him, Ralph. He's too gruesome.
Oh, Ralph, listen, he's playing our song.
That's right, and you know what? You're the greatest. Come here, you. Did you like that?
Sure he liked it, Ralph. Now put a penny in his cup and come to dinner.
Coming down.
What's the matter, Ralph? Alice Mother in town?
Exactly, pal. And she's the worst by far.
I say she ain't as bad as mine.
Ha ha hardy, ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Tell her, Ralph.
I'm telling you, not. That woman is nuts that been put in this house. You know what she is? Oh, I'll tell you what she is, not. She's a blabbermouth.
A what?
A blabbermouth.
You said she's what?
A blabbermouth. I told my boss I'm great at golf. Now he wants to play if he only knew. I got a big ball. What am I gonna do?
Hold on, Ralph. I'm glad you gave me your call. According to this book, you addressed the ball.
All right, pal. What do I do now?
All right. Plant your feet firmly. Hello, ball.
Will you? How hard I work, and I know that you know that I'm no jerk. I want to make sure you hear me talking, because I've had it, pal, with your sleepwalking.
Sorry, Ralph, it happens when I go to bed.
The doctor says it's something inside your head, but I gotta chase you every night through the sewer. I've been thinking it over, and I think I found a cure. So don't worry, pal, I know just what to do.
Hello, it's the dog, Lulu. Lulu! Lulu! TV.
You go ahead, Norton, but don't look at me. Wait a minute, pal of mine. Maybe we could share.
Buy a TV together? That sounds fair. But whose apartment are we going to use?
Heads I win, tails you lose.
Hey, Ralph, the TV looks great in here. But look at that picture. It ain't so clear. I'll take the antenna and move it back some more. Go way down inside the hall.
How's this, Norton?
That's right, Ralph.
Out in the hall. Norton, open this door, Norton. I want to watch the Late Late Show.
Official space helmet on, Captain Video.
Open this door, Norton. Open this door, Norton. Open this door, Norton.
Captain Video.
Open his door!
Deserve me. upon a time, not long ago, a book was written by author Terry Reels. A story about a 90-pound nun who could fly. That's right, listen up, and I'll tell you why. She wore a coronet that was shaped like wings. It took her to the skies, fun adventuring. The book had success, then was shelled away. No one knew how big it would come back one day. Meanwhile, back in the land of Hollywood, Gidget was cast for the network. Never should have taken off the air. What to do? What she got? They went to the bookshelf on the backstage lot. They thought about the book, The 15th Pelican, turned it to a hit. Sure, like Pelican. They had new ideas, and when they were done, they came up with the TV show The Flying Nun.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
Sisters Anna and Sisto, Teacher Con Vincentenko. Reverend Mother made the rules. Sister Jacqueline kept her cool. Carlos Ramirez on the town casino here in old San Juan, Puerto Rico. Captain Fermento was the chief of police. A bumbling clown, but he kept the peace. It was Fall of 67 on ABC. The new show had musical, actor, drama, fantasy.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
50 years have come and gone. These fabulous characters live on and on. On TV, reruns, DVD, internet, iPhone, download stream. If you want some happy love, can't be fun. Watch an episode of the Flying Nun.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
Celebrate, celebrate. Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
Sister Patrol.
50 year mark 2017.
On the cover of a magazine.
50 years mark 2017.
Celebrate, celebrate.
50 years mark 2017. We could watch it on an HD big flat screen. 50 year mark 2017. Around the world, she could still be seen.
Celebrate the Flying Nun, Flying Nun.
I'm really serious. I think that's a good idea.
You gotta have a story.
Who says you gotta have a story?
Just talking? Well, what's the show about?
It's about motherhood.
I was in a pool!
It's about motherhood.
Who wants to have some fun?
I still don't know what the idea is.
It's about motherhood.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Don't you understand what I'm saying to you?
It's about
nothing.
Not that there's anything wrong with us. I still don't know what the idea is.
It's about motherfucking.
You see?
Here I am, Cosmo Kramer. Cosmo Kramer. Yes, man.
Yeah. I could be a character.
Jerk store. What am I supposed to say?
Nobody does it better than me. Elaine could be a character.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, come on. Did you see that?
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
My place, yada, yada,
yada, yada.
Yada, yada.
It's about motherhood.
I was in a pool!
It's about motherhood.
Who wants to have some fun?
I still don't know what the idea is.
It's about motherhood.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Don't you understand what I'm saying to you?
It's about
nothing.
Not that there's anything wrong with us.
I still don't know what the idea is. It's about motherhood. About motherhood.
Yeah, right.
Petrix with Nurse Warren. Don't you remember what I told you at the lake last summer?
Gee, Dad.
Will the real Dr. Petterman please report to neurosurgery immediately?
Dad, I told you I was sorry then, and I'm sorry now.
Does Peggy know that?
Who's Peggy?
We'll return to The Painful Threshold after this message.
Comedian Mrs. Arlene Yakimoto of Pine Barren, New Jersey, doesn't know our napalm olive camera is focused on her.
No, it's true. You see, my husband is a policeman, and you wouldn't believe how dirty he gets my clothes. I mean it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, but we believed Mrs. BQ. And listen to her reaction.
I worry about it all night sometimes, you know? I hate to admit it. Look at this horrible stain. Sometimes I think my kids are doing it on purpose.
Nothing's on purpose, ma'am.
Who are you?
Sergeant Schfinkter of the Dirt Patrol. Our mission, to keep America clean. And when the job gets this dirty, there's only one weapon, new napalm olive, with enzyme...
President of the World Bank, and you still find the time to make the nicest peccary pie in all of Lompox. Oh, Darlene, I remember when the least little problem used to put you right to sleep.
Oh, not anymore, Madge. Today's modern now-a-go-go woman just pops these simple little pills called Anger Dream.
Swell demonstration, eh, Sarge?
It's routine.
Maybe, but if the chief ever caught me taking these pills, he'd snap my head off.
Here, try one of mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the chief himself's been on these for a week, and he's a changed...
And welcome, dear friends, to the wonderful world of snails and adventure as we board the Golden Hind.
Hello, friends. I'm Bob Hind, and today...
If you get in trouble, bring it home to me. Whether I am near you or across the sea, I will think of something to do. I'll be on the lookout for you, and I'll find you. You can count on me. And don't you let them get you up against the wall, 'cause I'll be there to catch you, and I won't let you fall. Call me if they hit you below. Call me when there's nowhere to go, and I'll be there. You can count on me.
You can count on me.
If they all desert you and you start to bend, you know I won't let them hurt you, and I don't pretend. Don't call if you got nothing to say. Don't call me if you just want to play, but call me on Devil's Day. You can count on me.
Heaped up helping of their hearts.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job at higher wages, expenses paid and a car. But I'm on TV here locally and I can't quit, I'm a star. I come on TV, a grinning, wearing bilstools and a hat. It's a kiddie show and I'm a hero of the younger set. I'm the number one attraction ever, supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. The old lead lady ought to see my car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. I got rhinestones on the spokes. I've got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. And I'm the number one attraction ever, supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks to Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. Your little lady ought to see my car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. I got rhinestones on the spokes. I've got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City, no thanks Omaha, thanks a lot. Stay tuned, we're going to have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
I'm watching TV the other night, and this cowboy starts a big gun fight. Hand on the trigger, ready to squeeze, and this fella said, just a moment, please. This soap's the best you've ever used. Mix it with water and clean your shoes. Good for cleaning your Sunday hat. Stops perspiration in seconds flat. This fella, he rambled on and on till it seemed like half a night was gone. The movie came back, and to my surprise, the FBI was chasing these spies. Got them cornered in this bar, then comes an ad about a car with white wall tars and heater too, but by this time I'm turning blue. They tell you about pills will make you thin, and other pills will make you grin. Formulas from your head to your feet, and tablets make you want to eat. Things are getting mighty sad, and I tell you folks, I've really been had. Bought that toothpaste at YK10, used Brand X over and over again. Smoked them cigarettes low and tar, hocked my house and bought a car. Got an easy loan, I pay by check, now I feel like a total wreck. Last thing between the poorhouse and me, them blasted commercials on TV. Come to the end of my plight. They're picking up my TV tonight. I'm not the kind of a fella to fret. This is one way I get out of debt. I'll be high in nicotine, low in tar. Still be driving last year's car, and I won't need that floating soap. They can sell them things to another dope. Neighbor, take this tip from me. Stamp out commercials on TV.
TBOD. I don't need a TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TBOD.
You're getting the emergency. Because it's... TVOD. 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 I don't need no TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TVOD.
The sad story of a man who falls asleep with his television on and has visions. Okay. Fell asleep last night with the TV on. Oh, what a dream I had. Dreamed I went and answered every single one of those late night mail order ads. And 4 to 6 weeks later, much to my surprise, the mailman came to my front door and I couldn't believe my eyes when he brought the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, a bamboo steamer and a garden weasel too. Tie-dye day glow souvenir shirt from Six Flags over Burbank. Well, the doorbell rang all morning and all through the afternoon. I shook with fright as it rang all night by the light of the MasterCard moon. There was parcel post in the pantry, UPS in the hall, COD to the ceiling, and it just couldn't pay for it all. I got the egg scrambler with a seal of meal carrying case, a set of presidential commemorative plates so I could eat my eggs off the president's face, a minute mender and a needle that'll knit or crochet, and an autographed photograph of Rin Tin Tin at Six Flags over Burbank. I remembered I was dreaming, so I gave a mighty cheer. When I awoke, it was no joke, 'cause all that shit was here. So if you fall asleep with the TV on, let me tell you what to do. Rip the telephone out of the wall, unless you want it to happen to you. You get the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, bamboo steamer, and a smokeless ashtray too, and an all expenses paid weekend for three at Six Flags over Burbank.
Okay, Come on, you know what theme song this is, don't you? Think about it. Sounded a lot different on TV. Anyway, good evening. We are watching TV. We heard something up top. It seemed a lot simpler the first time I heard it, but that was Al Kelly, a well-known double talker on the Ernie Kovacs show, probably mid-50s. The Honey Earthers was Stan Freberg, along with June Foray, and I'm not sure if it was Dale Messick or Dawes Butler was in there too, but somebody. The Honey Earthers. And then the Honeymooners Rap was Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy was Norton. Let's see, the Downton Funk. I knew I was going to say that wrong. Downton Funk, based on Downton Abbey, right? The Uptown Funk, Downtown Downton Abbey. The came from College Humor. Remember them? Yeah, they're still around, believe it or not. Let's see, Celebrate Sister Bertrill, 50 Years of Flying Nun, from Jeff Michael. I couldn't have put it better myself. We heard a little bit about how Seinfeld came to be, I guess. Hawaii Five-O theme was Sammy Davis Jr. Of course, had nothing at all to do with TV or Hawaii. It didn't even sound like it had anything to do with police, but I thought it was cute, right? The Ballad of Jed Clampett was Johnny Duncan and the Kingpins. I'm not sure if that was the same Johnny Duncan that worked with Bob Wills or not. So we'll just shrug our shoulders and wander off. The Kansas City Star was Roger Miller, and congratulations to the Chiefs. That was a pretty good game, I thought. TV commercials, Don Bowman, that was. Don Bowman, before he was a wise guy, I guess. This was kind of a wise guy thing, too. So anyway, TV OD from the normal, and then Vegematic, that was Steve Goodman. Steve Goodman, the late Steve Goodman. So, of course, I got a couple more for you, including, you know, at least one sappy reminiscence TV thing. So I'll see you next week with something equally dangerous. Okay, we'll plan on it, and I'll see you then.
True. I saw it on TV. The old man rocks among his dreams, a prisoner of the fort. The light, he says, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's toy. And them that was caught in a cup are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true, oh, so true, 'cause I saw it on TV. I know it's true, oh, so true, 'cause I saw it on TV.
You know, I've written 100 scary books, but I still like to pick my dinner up right off the ground.
Oh, this guy.
That's right. I'm Gilbert Skink.
Yes, yes.
And did you know that poison oak makes an excellent tea?
Come on, come on.
Ever eat
a
pussycat?
What happens?
Well, when I come home to write up more horror stories of your food, I want a healthy, natural way to make a little money.
Just change it.
I like you. No matter what you do. Well, hasn't today been the nicest sort of day for me? Yeah, yes it has, hasn't it? Well now, I guess I'll drag this home and kill it and eat it in my real house.
No, turn it quick,
not
quick,
my
turn it, turn it, turn it.
Natural as oil on water.
What do I wanna be? Maybe I'm in love with possibility. Give me sex and give me patience. I can't wait, I can't wait. Change the station. I'm watching. Something to prove. Oh me, oh my, teenagers get bored. You look beautiful in 1994. I'm dreaming, it's not a fantasy. Baby, I'm in love with reality. Give me joy, give me emotion. I can't wait, I can't wait. Change the program. I'm watching, I'm watching, I'm watching American television. Television.
I'm watching, I'm watching.